homes of George Crompton and playwright S.N. Bierman. Like many other 19th century factory owners, George Crompton lived close to his work. His home, Mariemont, was a 12-acre estate situated at the top of Vernon Hill on Providence Street, just east of today's Interstate 290. Described by some as a castle, it was a large brick mansion surrounded by a gray stone wall. When George Crompton died in 1886, he possessed one of the city's grandest estates. His home was torn down in the 1950s to be replaced by St. Vincent Hospital, now also largely demolished. Another notable figure from this neighborhood was playwright S.N. Bierman, the son of Jewish immigrants. Born on Water Street in Worcester in 1893, while a small boy, his family moved to the third floor of a three-decker on Lower Providence Street. It was in this house that Bierman began his journey to success as a Broadway playwright and Hollywood film writer. The house was demolished in the late 1950s when many properties in this area were removed to make way for construction of Interstate 290. In 1954, Bierman wrote The Worcester Account, an autobiography and first generation in America story, recalling the people and places of his childhood in this immigrant neighborhood. His family's three-decker on Providence Street provided much of the setting for both the book and for his Broadway play adapted from the book The Cold Wind and the Warm. Bierman died in 1973.
Proceed to the corner of Green and Harrison Streets. Turn right on Harrison Street. Continue east along Harrison Street for two blocks until you reach Water Street. Please note, along the way you will pass over Harding Street, which follows the route of the Blackstone Canal. The canal is now buried beneath this street. Once you have reached Water Street, turn left and walk one block north. The Brick Hill Envelope Company factory is on the northwest corner.